Writing thank you notes gives me anxiety. It really does.
Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. Joining us, it's Karen Thomas. She is Connecticut's foremost authority when it comes to etiquette. You can visit her online at ctetiquette.com. Karen, we got to talk about this because I've started something that people have been telling me is wrong, and I want a professional opinion on it, okay?
Okay.
I've been doing thank you texts for when people send me baby gifts.
Oh.
Right. So this is what I do. I get the baby gift in the mail.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And then I get it and I immediately get my phone and I text the person and I say, thank you so much for the insert whatever it is here, you know, bibs,
yes,
swaddle blankets. Right. And then I write, please consider this my official thank you note. Just so they know that I'm not going to actually handwrite something else.
Not to expect anything else. This is it.
Right. Is that weird?
I'm no sort of expert, Karen, but that feels wrong.
Okay.
Feels wrong.
Yes. Well, let me say this. I will give you kudos for at least it sending something out rather than just taking the gift and not saying anything at all. I'll give you kudos for that. However, you really should write, handwrite, not email either.
What?
An actual, Raven's loving this, an actual note that says, you know, exactly what you said in the text, minus the part of this is your official.
This is your official right. thing, you know?
That's the thing. On top of it, you're saying, take notice of the fact that I put in this effort. It's like a double, that's no good.
It's a double faux pas, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you really should write. And, you know, they have things now where you could even go to, like, the dollar store, and they have, like, the really nice little cream-colored thank you notes that says thank you in gold on. Just open up. It doesn't have to be lengthy. You know, 2-3 lines, tops. Dear so-and-so, thank you so much for the whatever, the bibs. I can't wait to use them. So appreciated.
Oh,
love,
I
Anna.
What I'm going to do with them, too?
Oh, I mean, most things come with a purpose, right? So swaddle blankets are for swaddling.
Swaddling.
Right? You know,
I can't wait to remove this poopy-filled diaper from my baby's behind. I appreciate it.
And it's stick it right in your diaper genie or whatever, right? I mean, then they're like, look, we have the best gift out there.
The whole point of a thank you note is to make that person feel appreciated for what they did, for their a token of gratification, you
but
see.
Aren't thank you notes really just to notify the person that you have, in fact, safely received the gift?
No, that's Amazon. Do we really need Karen Thomas, Connecticut's etiquette expert, to tell you that? It's Amazon. They handle that for you. It's
yes,
called
they do.
Package tracking, and they handle it for you.
But that's the whole thing, is that 90% of these gifts are coming from, like, the Amazon registry. So really all they did was go online, click and pay, and send it to my house, which I'm very appreciative of. Don't get me wrong.
Wait a minute. Where's your Amazon registry? This whole time you've been telling me you didn't fill one out.
Yeah, but everything's bought off of it already. So what are you going to buy?
What?
Yeah. So I mean, do people really care? Because I don't care when I get a thank you. I see it, I smile, I throw it in the garbage.
I do.
See, that exactly. Raven, you've got it. You know what? It made someone's day because right now, snail mail and a handwritten note is so passé that when you get it, you look at it and you say, wow, she actually took the time, sat down, and she really, it makes the person feel good. So,
absolutely.
Yes, they are still prevalent in society.
I never forget it when I get a handwritten note that thanks me for something.
Because
I honestly don't forget.
You don't get them often, right?
Right.
So when you do, you stop and think to yourself. Now that puts, you know, a burden kind of on, like, you know, expectant mothers who have showers or sprinkles, and then the same thing with, like, brides. They feel like, oh, do I have to? Or even after the wedding, I've had brides text me and say, do I have to?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
You know, it goes along with it. You accepted the gift graciously. Now you must graciously thank someone.
All right. Coming up next with Karen Thomas, we're going to give her situations and find out, do you have to write a thank you note for these things? It's next here on Star 99.9. Karen Thomas, she is Connecticut's foremost authority when it comes to etiquette. You can visit her online at ctetiquette.com. Joining us here on Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. I hate writing thank you notes, even like when people give me baby stuff. So I've been texting people. Karen has told me earlier that I can't do that anymore.
Yeah, no respect.
No. So I've come up with this list of other times that you get gifts. And do you have to handwrite thank you notes for them?
Okay.
Kids' birthday parties.
The child, if they are old enough, you know, to write, yes. And if the child is not old enough to write, then they make thank you notes that are already pre-printed. So they say, dear, you could fill in the name, and then thank you for the fill in the whatever, unless they're newborn, obviously.
Well, you have to supervise the kids if they're filling those out. I mean, yes. If you're filling out, that's fine, but the blank spaces kind of lends itself to Mad Libs.
Right.
And yeah. I'm filling that in with the most colorful language I can find.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You, thank you for the farts at poop. My birthday party. Right. Thank you for the poop.
Poop.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I wrote poop.
Right.
How about when you get alcohol as a gift? I would say you would rather have a text from me taking a big giant swing of it or dancing after I've drank that bottle.
Okay, well, it depends on what the occasion was for. If this was a hostess or host gift, then you technically should thank them in person when you receive it. So I come to your house, I give you a bottle of wine. Thank you so much. You don't have to send one. But if you've gotten one for an event or something other than that, then yes, you need to send one. Like, let's say I sent you one. You're having the baby. Let's say I send you a case of champagne.
Please do.
Right. Okay. Then I would expect a thank you note.
I mean, I would think that it's also like if you've achieved something or whatever, if it's celebratory or congratulatory, you want to say thank you. And I also say this is that it kind of depends on the bottle of booze. I send you a beautiful bottle of bourbon or something like that. Or you got to send a thank you note or you got to call somebody.
Well, no, you have to. Yeah. First, you have to Google the price of the item because you don't know. And then if it's over a certain amount, then that you can decide whether or not.
Okay. So tell me, what is your price point? Just so I can take this down as an etiquette. I'd like to know what the going.
I would say if it's over $20 on a bottle of wine.
A bottle of wine.
Right.
Okay. Bottle of booze.
People like show up to my house and they bring like a $7-$8 bottle of wine. And of course, I'm appreciative. I'm going to drink it. I don't discriminate. But at the end of the day, do I really need to spend 42 cents on a stamp? No.
It's 45.
Isn't it 50 cents now?
I think it might be 50.
I don't know. It's close to that. Okay.
Yeah, you write so few notes, you don't even know what the postage is costing you.
And when people bring you cheap wine or, you know, any wine, are you required to open it at the party?
No, you are not. And that's a misconception. A lot of people feel they have to open it. Now, do not go to a party with a bottle that you like and say to them, here's a hostess gift. Thank you for having me, but this is my favorite. Could you open it?
Oh,
I've
had
that
happen.
Tacky. Yeah. It's not only tacky, but, you know, if you have a specific drink you want to drink and you bring it, you still should bring on top of that a hostess gift. Now it's not a hostess gift. It's a, I'm going to drink this while you're here because you don't have my kind. That's totally wrong.
How about when people give you hand-me-downs? My friends have brought me things that their kids
no,
use.
No, thank you. No.
I don't have to write a thank you for that?
No, you don't have to write a thank you. You must say thank
you.
And it's fine to text because that's more of a casual exchange rather than a formal, you know. Raven, I'm taking you on my next college thing because you would come in handy with, I love these fat, he's got it.
Right. How about homemade gifts that are ugly? Like they made you something, but you really don't like it.
So if Auntie Edna sewed a sweater for you or something and it has big giant balls on it or something, you still have to.
Okay. Crocheting is terrible.
But you know.
Yeah, I got a lot of crocheted items still in the attic. They never make it. They're in the holidays. I put them right away with the decorations. Oh, thank you. This is so sweet. Right in there.
If you ever want to work with Karen Thomas and you need more etiquette advice, you can check out our website, ctetiquette.com. As always, Karen, we thank you for coming in.
Thank you.